This is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer. Buffer is an easy way to schedule and plan your social media posts.
Welcome to another mini-sode. Today we're sharing some incredible learnings from our recent video study in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah, Haley, I gotta say I'm pretty excited about this one. We partnered up with Animoto on a massive video study. We tested more than 80 videos across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, both organically and through paid advertising. So that way we didn't run any risk of content fatigue on the platforms, basically looking at does square video, one by one format, so as tall as it is wide, how does that perform against landscape video, the traditional 16 by 9 format on social media?
I think this is really cool. So why did we do this, Brian?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we saw, we've seen a lot of articles come out recently basically seeing this trend move towards mobile video content consumption. So Facebook now boasts, you know, 1.09 billion mobile daily active users, 92% of Facebook users access via mobile. We've also saw that mobile for the first time in history has actually surpassed desktop in content consumption. So we're seeing a huge shift towards mobile video content consumption.
That is so cool. The other thing we realized is that square video takes up 78% more real estate in a person's mobile newsfeed than landscape. So everyone's using mobile, and if they are, square videos are displaying a lot more. So traditional landscape videos, 16 by 9, are a lot more wide than they are tall, whereas square videos expand to fit the height ratio and become exactly one by one on your screen. Everyone who has used Instagram knows this and who has watched videos on mobile. So what we wanted to know is, where does video perform best and in what format does video perform best? So let's dive into some of our key findings.
Yeah, so we broke these up into basically what we're calling our five key findings. And the first one was, the big takeaway from the study was, as a marketer, you should be using square video over landscape video on social media. Square video outperformed landscape video on every single social media network in all the video tests we ran, including views, engagements, likes, comments, shares, and video completion rate. In some cases, square video resulted in 30 to 35% higher video views and an 80 to 100% increase in engagement. So big takeaway, if this is all you walk away with today, is that you should be creating square video for your social media program.
Yes. And to dive even further in, our second point is that users engage with square video even more on mobile than they do on desktop. So in this study, we looked at engagements, average views, and video completion rate, and they were all significantly higher with square video on every platform. The only interesting thing here is that the one place where square video didn't win was with average views and completion rate per video on Facebook. So landscape won out on desktop. And that one's interesting because of Brian's next point.
Yeah, totally. And before I get into the Facebook and desktop stats, I'm wondering, Haley, have you seen more square videos coming out on social media?
I feel like I have, and they're really beautiful. They're great to see in my newsfeed, especially when I'm using mobile, because I feel like I can see the full video.
Yeah, absolutely. And then one other question for you. Do you use desktop Facebook? Like, are you on Facebook on your desktop, or are you purely mobile?
I am on Facebook on desktop, but I definitely say that I'm on mobile a lot more frequently.
Awesome. And do you access the platform daily via mobile, would you say?
I would say yes.
Cool. So we both fit into like the general statistics, and I'm actually curious if our audience and our listeners do as well. But okay, cool. So number two, basically users engage with square video on mobile more than desktop. But number three, the cost to reach desktop users with landscape videos was actually less than square video. So quick takeaway for marketers here is that square video performs super well across social media. But one cool takeaway is that targeting users for Facebook desktop with landscape video actually costs less than square video. So there is a place where landscape still thrives and lives, and that's desktop version of Facebook with landscape video. So targeting is key there. Mobile is all about square, and I would encourage you to experiment with landscape video on desktop for Facebook.
That's awesome. So number four, it costs less to use and advertise with square video. So when we're looking at everywhere else, not at Facebook desktop, but everywhere else, our experiments showed that it costs 7.5% less to get someone to engage with square video on Facebook mobile And this one is enormous, 33% less to get someone to engage with Square Video on Instagram. And that is setting up for some really interesting future for Instagram advertising.
Yeah, I think so, absolutely. And we might even see a shift towards Instagram becoming less of a brand awareness, because I think traditionally Instagram has been used as, you know, brand awareness, beautiful photos. But do you think there'll ever be a time where Instagram becomes a traffic driver for businesses?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think their advertising is set up to help businesses really succeed. So I think that it can become that way through advertising.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because when you do set up Instagram ads, you actually have to have some sort of call to action on there. So it seems like they're actually moving towards that way as we speak. So it'll be interesting to see that play out in the future.
Definitely.
All right. Number five, to maximize your advertising dollar, target mobile users with video. Whether that be Square Video or landscape video, essentially, as we kind of talked about in the first point, it's significantly cheaper to target mobile users with video, no matter what it is, Square or landscape. To do this, or in this test, we looked at cost per thousand, so CPM, pretty standard advertising term. Essentially, what CPM means is the amount it costs to reach 1,000 people, and that helps to, you know, kind of level the playing field across the board when looking at advertising costs. So what stood out to us here was that desktop video CPM, so cost per thousand, was nearly two times the cost of mobile video CPM across the board. In other words, it costs double the amount to reach people on desktop with the same budget and ads that as it did mobile video. So target mobile users with video.
And that is crazy considering everyone is on mobile now.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. So our last point, the sixth point here, is that text-only videos performed better on both Facebook and Twitter. And I think that we have all seen these on social media. They're really cool. So creating these informative, easily digestible videos for these platforms, specifically for Facebook and Twitter, that are just text will help to increase your completion rate dramatically. And if you think about it, it makes sense. People want to know what you're going to say next, and they're reading it. So they want to finish reading what is in the video.
Yeah. And one of our Buffer friends, Jay Acunzo, he talks about this idea of the hook. And essentially, text videos allow you to add a quick hook into your videos. And what that means is that you set someone up, you get them curious about what you're going to talk about, and then throughout the video, you deliver even more information that gets people to watch to the end. So it's your role as a video marketer to get people to the end of your videos.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, so that was a quick rundown of the entire video study we ran with Animoto. And if you're curious about getting started with Square Video and how to start with Square Video, Animoto has a really simple, awesome platform where you can essentially go in, create Square Videos right off the bat. We also love tools like Adobe Premiere and After Effects that also helps you to create Square Video. But if you want to check out the entire study, graphics, charts, breakdowns of everything we ran across all 80 videos, you can check out our blog, blog.buffer.com. It's also pinned to the top of all of our social media accounts, and it's got a ton of great insights for you as marketers. And Square Video in the future. Let's go.
Square Video is awesome. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Thank you for being a part of another minisode. We're having so much fun making these, and have fun with your video marketing.